right, testing, folks. We are live here. This is Kent Hovind and Jonathan Sampson, live this July the 6th of 2005. And we're the folks who believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate, and the evolution theory being taught in our schools in violation of the First Amendment is the dumbest and most dangerous religion in the history of humanity. No dumber idea that I could think of. You live over there, Jonathan?
I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell folks how to get a hold of us if they want to call in and be on the program.
A couple of different methods here. They can use AOL Instant Messenger, which is just a free program they can download from AOL.com. Our screen name, which we're currently using right now, is Dr. Dino Live. That's DrDinoLive. Or for the people without the Instant Messenger, they can call in 1-877-479-3466 and extension 136. But if they call in the next 30 minutes, I guess they can avoid the whole extension issue and just tell them they want to be on the radio.
All right. And we'll have Dr. Dennis Swift call in just a little bit. He was here at the meeting. We had a boot camp here a few months ago, about two months ago, I guess. And he was one of the speakers, one of the world's experts on the Ica stones from Peru. So tell your friends to call in, and if they don't believe it, about dinosaurs and humans living together, they will when we're done today.
And that's one of the newest video composites is that creation boot camp, which is awesome. I mean, that event right there was just monumental. It was so cool. So that's actually something that's available right now. I don't know how much it is, but if people want to get that, they can check out drdiner.com.
There you go. All right, you said you gave me some news articles here to comment on.
Got two of them right there. I believe they're both from CNN.com.
Let's see. This one is about, those stones. Those appears to be huge gravestones, like possibly a pre-flood grave. Karnak, the stones at Karnak. Did you get to see those, Jonathan? Pretty interesting. I don't know what to say about it. This one's sent to us from Dean, D-E-A-N-E, Dean Giddens. I see the pictures he's showing me of these giant stones standing up, all in nice rows, kind of like Stonehenge. Stones at Karnak. If anybody has any idea about that, let me know, because I sure don't. I'm not familiar with that one at all. Could it be some kind of grave markers? I don't know. All right. Dinosaur track found in Denali National Park, Anchorage, Alaska. A track from a three-toed dinosaur believed to be about 70 million years old. Jonathan, we need some kind of sound effect whenever we find this in an article.
I know.
Like a whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect, wouldn't it? 70 million years old. Nah, no good. Has been discovered in Denali National Park. The first evidence that the animals roamed there, scientists said. Oh, wow, scientists said, Jonathan.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, that's got to be true if a scientist said it.
Yeah.
A scientist says. Oh, wow. The footprint was found June 27th by a University of Alaska Fairbanks student taking a field geology course. The fossil is 9 inches long and 6 inches wide, and there's a picture of it here. Definitely a three-toed dinosaur or a really large turkey or chicken would be my guess. Okay? It says, from the size of the track, he estimates the meat eater was 9 to 13 feet long. How do you know it's a meat eater from a track?
They have like a chicken leg stuck in his hand or something like that?
Right, and 40 cents in his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and headed to the mall to buy a hamburger. Right. Okay, you are looking at a very large bird-like animal, except it has teeth and a tail, and instead of wings, it has arms, he said. All that from one footprint.
Wow.
A rough comparison, he said, would be a scaled-down Tyrannosaurus rex. Susie Tomstick, an undergraduate at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, spotted the track on the underside of a ledge. Something told me to look around, and I did. And I spotted this one, she said. She pointed it out to Paul McCarthy, associate professor of geology, who instantly recognized that what she had found. I gave a little howl, McCarthy said. It was a big rush. Wow, he got excited about that, Jonathan.
Something told her to look around. Now, automatically, that's not naturalistic. So you have to refuse all of this.
That's true. Now, if it's naturalistic, how do they explain that one?
Yeah. Something told me it was there. Now, I'm not coming down on the young lady. I'm sure maybe she felt like she should look around, but, man, if that was if that was anywhere else, if we said something told us to just investigate the cell for its complexity. It was
right.
Oh, something told you. Well, now you're into religion.
Yep.
It was the other way around.
All right, here we go. CNN.com. Scientists, Americans older than thought. Americans older than thought. Than they thought, or than the idea of thought, or what is this, Jonathan?
Older than they previously assumed. We've been here longer, according
Not
to them.
Not like older than dirt, older than thought, older than water. Okay. London, England, Associated Press. British. we got a job forever, Jonathan. Just what a dumb theory.
It's thanks to CNN too. They're the ones that are keeping us afloat.
They will keep us in business for years.
Yeah.
Okay. London, England. British scientists claim on Tuesday to have unearthed a 40,000-year-old human footprint in central Mexico, challenging previous studies that put the arrival of the first humans in the Americas at 13,000 years ago.
Wow.
You mean they can triple what they knew was wrong by 67%. Scientists Sylvia Gonzalez from Liverpool, Johns Moore University, and Matthew Bennett of Bournemouth University found the footprints in an abandoned quarry close to the CERRO, Cerro Cerro Tolikwa volcano in the Valsequilla Basin, north of Mexico City, in 2003. Gonzalez said the footprints were preserved as trace fossils in volcanic ash along what was the shoreline of an ancient volcanic lake. Well, here's a picture of it, Jonathan. I mean, you can't deny it. That proves 40,000 years old. There's a little date right at the bottom of it.
You know, we should compare that footprint to the footprints found in, Texas and see which one really resembles a footprint more. Because there's no doubt in my mind, they probably did find a footprint. But when we look at similar features over there in, Carl Ball's backyard, they want to argue that those are not footprints because they're right beside dinosaur footprints, when I'm sure they look pretty much exactly alike.
Well, they found the ones in Laetoli, Africa, in ash, again, volcanic ash. And the footprints were made, and then they hardened like stone, as they tend to do in that situation. Ash kind of ends up becoming more like concrete. And the Russell Tuttle, University of Chicago, studied the footprints found in Laetoli. He made casts of them and just did incredible study research on them and did a real good job of determining that they were exactly the same as ours.
Hmm.
Pressure ridge patterns, he could find no difference. And then he went to some tribe that never wears shoes. Of course, your feet get wider if you never wear shoes. And he asked those people, he said, no, I'll pay you if you run through the mud and walk through the mud and skip through the mud and, et cetera. And he took castings of all their footprints. He said there are no differences between the footprints of these people today and the footprints found in Laetoli, Africa. But the footprints in Laetoli, Africa had been dated at 3.75 million years old based on the layer of ash they found in. And he said if we didn't know better, we would think these were made by a human. Well, how do you know better, Mr. Tuttle? Oh, because it's too old.
I guess the foot form just stayed consistent from the Australopithecines and farther back all the way up here to recent times.
Why is it they don't ever stop and just even think that possibly their theory's wrong?
I guess to them, they've got this whole imaginary wall, this mountain of evidence built up behind them, and every time they come to a specific instance where it doesn't work, they imagine that they have this mountain of evidence. And so it just seems logical that, well, this is just, this has to fit in there somewhere as opposed to this taking down our mountain, when in fact there is no mountain. They just built this image up in their head.
Well, it is a glorious image to have built in their head, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've often said evolution is the dumbest.